This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, independent campus community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Coquitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh. We also stream online at cjsf.ca and listen to podcasts of our programs and our website.
Music and talk radio about all things, all genders. This is Intravenous, live on CJSF 90.1 FM, discussing and approaching contemporary gender issues through a feminist lens. Our goal is to educate, engage, and challenge the dominant hegemony.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Intravenous. It is a show where we share the stories, ideas, and experiences of women and femmes. Every week, we take a closer look at what it means to live, work, and create in the Lower Mainland and Tri-Cities. And we explore topics like gender-based violence, inequality, and feminism in a way that's inclusive, real, and honest. My name is Nicole Hines, and thank you so much for joining me today. To start off the show, I actually just want to talk about the memorial and vigil that I went to last Friday, that was on December 5th, at SFU Burnaby campus to recognize the National Day of Remembrance and Action on Violence Against Women. Last week on Intravenous, I focused on the Montreal Massacre when 36 years ago, on December 6th, a 25-year-old man walked into an engineering classroom on Montreal's École Polytechnique and murdered 14 women specifically because they were women. This in-person memorial was co-organized by a bunch of groups and departments to remember and honor the victims of this tragedy and take action against gender-based violence. I want to share the groups that came together to show how important a gathering like this was. So there was the SFU Women in Engineering, SFU Sexual Violence Support and Prevention Office, the Faculty of Applied Sciences, the School of Sustainable Energy Engineering, SFU Human Rights Office, SFU Bullying and Harassment Central HUM, the SFU Academic Women, the Office of the Vice President, People, Equity, and Inclusion, and the SFSS Women's Center. I am so grateful that I had the opportunity to attend, and there's an activity that we all got to participate in, and we were all encouraged to write and share what we want to do in 2026 to help end gender-based violence. I took a moment to think about my goal, and then the answer kind of popped into my mind pretty quickly thereafter. My goal is to hold space to anyone who needs it by being a listening ear. I also plan to share my own personal stories when appropriate, and I'm going to try to attend events like this as often as I can. There were some talks at the event, and I did get the opportunity to take a snippet of an audio clip of the opening address from UBC professor Parvaneh Saidi. So I am going to play her address right now.
Thank you for gathering here today as we mark the 36th anniversary of one of the most painful and defining moments in Canadian history, the École Polytechnique Montreal shooting. On December 6th, 1989, 14 young women were murdered only because they were women. They were students, daughters, friends, and future engineers, whose lives and contributions were stolen in an act of hatred and gender-based violence. We come together each year, not only to remember them, but also to reflect on the work that lies ahead of us. Their loss became a national wake-up call, a reminder that violence against women is not an abstract concept. It is not distant. It is not rare. It is real. It is present. And it continues appreciate the lives of women and girls across Canada and all around the world. The tragedy at Polytechnic was rooted in misogyny, but misogyny didn't end in 1985, 89. Gender-based violence today remains an urgent issue, both globally and here at home. Some realities we cannot ignore. About 1 in 3 women worldwide will experience physical or sexual violence in their lifetime. In Canada, women are several times more likely than men to experience violence from their intimate partners. And usually these are severe or repeated violences. Indigenous women face violence at a rate that is significantly higher than non-Indigenous women. This is one of the most pressing current human rights concerns in our country, and we don't talk about it as much. On average, a woman is killed by her intimate partner every few days in Canada. In fact, every 2 days, one woman in Canada is killed by a man, and 60% of the cases are when the men are women's partners. Beyond physical harm, violence leaves deep psychological wounds, fear, isolation, loss of identity, and lifelong impact on mental health and economic security. These numbers are not just statistics. They represent women who were silenced, women who were not believed, women who felt they had nowhere to go, women whose lives might have been different if society had listened sooner and acted earlier. Violence does not always come from strangers. In fact, the most common form of violence against women happens in their own homes, behind closed doors, in silence. It doesn't know education. It doesn't know financial situation. It applies to every woman, no matter where they stand in terms of the society. Domestic violence often begins subtly with control, manipulation, intimidation, and can escalate into emotional, psychological, financial, and physical abuse. Many women remain because they fear for their safety, worry about their children, or have been conditioned to believe that staying is less shameful than leaving. No woman should feel unsafe in her own home, and no child should believe or should be raised to believe that violence is love. And the society should not silence when women are harmed. Outside the home, gender-based violence takes many forms. Harassment in classrooms and workplaces, online abuse, stalking, trafficking, sexual assault, systemic barriers that continue to limit women and participation in leadership and other important aspects of society. Even today, women in male-dominated fields, including engineering, continue to face sexism, dismissal, and discrimination. The event of 1989 reminds us that safety and equality in education and workplace cannot be taken for granted. Moving forward, remembering is not enough. Honoring the victims requires action. We must create environments at home, at school, and at work where women and girls feel safe and valued. Believe women when they are afraid, when they say they are afraid. Support survivors rather than questioning them. Educate boys and young men about respect, empathy, and accountability. Challenge misogyny whenever and wherever we see it. online, in conversations, in institutions, in workplaces, in everywhere. Ensure the policies and laws and community supports are strong enough to protect those at risk. Every one of us has a role in this. Change does not happen through silence. It happens through courage.
Again, that was UBC Professor Parvaneh Saidi, who gave us a lot to reflect upon. She talked about gender-based violence and domestic violence in all its forms, including Canadian statistics that really hit home, and solutions were offered, like teaching young men and boys to respect, to teach them empathy and accountability. Now, on today's show, I'll be chatting a bit about the fifth edition of the Vancouver International Black Film Festival that took place recently. And our artist spotlight today is Canadian singer-songwriter Ekel, who you'll hear in the first set and throughout the show. So to kick things off, let's listen to Ekel's song, Why? Because... Friends, that is a question I ask myself on a regular basis. So let's hear some of her work.
Why? since I've been treated like a human, and I wanna keep it all together, but I'm screaming inside. I can feel the Jordan River with the tears that I cry. Acting like a strong woman, cause there's nowhere to hide. I've been through the most, but you could never break me. Got my charters dropped, I feel like celebrating. Let the haters hate, cause I know what I'm saying. I remember when my little heart was racing. Turn you around, face on the ground, baby, who's your daddy now? Coughing you up, picking you up, boys in blue, run the town. Turn you around, face on the ground, baby, who's your daddy now? Coughing you up, picking you up, boys in blue, run the town. Innocence is a myth, they don't really give a set you up, take you down, then they make you pay for it. Hood, baby, big dreams, careful who you're rolling with. Careful who you're rolling with. My charter's dropped, my charter's dropped. No more going out to Brampton, cause my charter's dropped. My charter's dropped, my charter's dropped. I'ma run and tell my mama that my charter's dropped. My charter's dropped, my charter's dropped. No more going out to Brampton, cause my charter's dropped. My charter's dropped, my charter's dropped. I'ma run and tell my mama that my charter's dropped. Can you keep a secret? They say I'm a bad. Rolling in the dirt of money, serving 10, maybe 20. Hustling, avoiding friends. I've been lying to everybody. Sex, drugs, court dates. Love you all, but I'm not sorry. If I told you this, could you handle it? Would you hold me down? Would you jump ship? Treat me like a monster? Like I'm O.J. Simpson. Rolling in the Bronco. On my way to freedom. Turn you around, face on the ground. Baby, who's your daddy now? Covering you up, picking you up. Boys in blue, run the town. Turn you around, face on the ground. Baby, who's in blue, run the town. Coffee and biscotti, didn't kill nobody. I'm a basic, guess I should be happy. No more lonely nights, no more canteen, cause I made it out of the big machine. My charter's dropped, my charter's dropped. No more going out to Brampton, cause my charter's dropped. My charter's dropped, my charter's dropped. I'ma run and tell my mama that my charter's dropped. My charter's dropped, my charter's dropped.
PFLAG Canada is there when it seems no one else is. Did you know that LGBT students hear anti-gay slurs an average of 26 times a day? One out of every four LGBT youth are told to leave home. LGBT youth are more likely to be homeless. 30% of suicides are LGBT. PFLAG is committed to anyone struggling with sexual orientation and gender identity issues. PFLAG Canada supports, educates, and provides resources 24/7. Visit pflagcanada.ca.
The Sexual Violence Support and Prevention Office, SVSPO, offers confidential support, advice, and referrals to SFU and FIC community members, including students, staff, and faculty, who have been impacted by sexual violence and misconduct. The SVSPO is a welcoming place where you can access support without judgment or assumptions. We work from a survivor-centered perspective, using an empowerment and trauma-informed approach that considers individual situations and perspectives. Please reach out. Services are located at the Diamond Alumni Center, room 014 on the lower level. Please reach out by email at sv-support@sfu.ca. That was sv-support@sfu.ca.
Okay, okay. We just heard a couple of tunes from Ekel. And up at the top of the set, we started off with the track Why. And then followed by that was Dropped off of her album Hood Pop. And the single Drop actually made its rounds in big blogs and has allowed Ekel to be featured in Nuit Blanche and to be a performer for Radio Humber's band Together. As a born and raised Torontonian from the West End, I was super happy to stumble on ECAL in the CJSF Digital Library because ECAL is not only a multi-genre artist and songwriter, she's also from Toronto's West End. And she rhymes about what she knows best, her real life experience, money, sex, drama, and identity that she mixes together to create a style that she calls hood pop. And I've really been digging it, I'm not going to lie. ECAL first knew that she wanted to be in the industry when she was a little girl who couldn't be torn away from watching Hit List on YTV on Saturdays. Does anyone remember that show? Because my kids used to watch it a lot. I used to watch it in the background a lot as well. At the beginning stages of her career, she thought she'd just had to pick one genre to work with, which was so hard for her because so many different styles gave her inspiration. So she carved out her own sound that represents her eclectic tastes and interests. Basically, she decided not to restrict her creativity. Highly recommended. Her music allows for an experience where some songs are different from each other, but they still all represent the same themes. Her album, Hood Pop, has shown her growth and rage as an artist, and the songs on this album show us how she chose to navigate a really difficult time in her life. ECAL hopes that the honesty in her music will motivate others to share their stories and to never give up. And I am here for that. As you know, you're tuned into CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, broadcasting from the unceded Coast Salish Territory.
This is Bird Note. Walk into the Visitor Center at the Cornell Lab of Ornithology, and you'll be greeted by the Wall of Birds. The massive mural shows a map of the world.
And on this map, you're going to see painted in life size all the modern families of birds. And then when you walk up a stairwell, you're going to be greeted with a parade of extinct animals that belong to the evolutionary history of birds.
That's artist Jane Kim, who partnered with the Cornell Lab to create 270 life-sized portraits, ranging from the 30-foot-long feathered dinosaur Eutyrannus to the tiny, marvelous spatula-tail hummingbird. Each bird is painted with scientific accuracy, from their physical features to dynamic poses, like swimming waterfowl or a red-faced mousebird clinging to the side of a tree.
And I think that that kind of gave a lot more life rather than sort of a static field guide depiction of the birds.
The map reflects where each bird lives. That mouse bird clings to the African coastline. The spatula-tail flutters over Peru. A Bermuda petrel sails the open ocean.
It does give a sense of how no matter where you are, we're so connected by an explosion of diversity of these species.
You can learn more about the Wall of Birds when you visit our website, birdnote.org. I'm Ariana Rimmel.
Wanna prey on me. Mind your business, don't watch my big bag. Hate to wait, so I take a big drag. Off the trying to get turned up. Pop one time, just to speed up. Booking them long shifts, getting calls at three. Couldn't believe that a would pay for me. Basically, I give them what they want. Nails done and cute, face so I can stunt. Never be too shy. I look them in the eye when you take that cash.
you down to ride. I want diamonds, I want gold.
I'm a pro.
Give me more.
I'm a pro.
On the floor.
I'm a pro.
I want diamonds, I want gold.
I'm a pro.
Give me more.
I'm a pro.
On the floor.
I'm a pro.
Telly tings, squab it on your rings. Mind them while for me, you lip bling. High heels, pretty dress, nah, forget the wig. Guan, get the money, gal, dear ting. Telly tings, squab it on your rings. Mind them while for me, you lip bling. High heels, pretty dress, nah, forget the wig. Guan, get the money, gal, dear ting. Always a good girl,
good
try
girl
to stay out of trouble. Rock broke. Rubbish turned into rubble. Needed cash quick, had to raise it on a double. Fast money, keep it coming. Get ready to rumble, calls all night. Businessman with flights, freaky is always out to get it. But I didn't sweat it, bills to pay. I be here all day, now get in this bed. I'ma make your day. Did what I had to do, just had to make it through. May look like a to you, just had to make do. Keep your head in the game, yeah, we give that brain, trying to make that change. I want diamonds, I want gold.
I'm a pro,
give me more.
I'm a pro,
on the floor.
I'm a pro.
I want diamonds, I want gold.
I'm a pro,
give me more.
I'm a pro,
on the floor.
I'm a pro.
Telly tings, squab it on your rings. Mind them while for me, you whip bling. High heels, pretty dress, nah, forget the wig. Guan, get the money, gal, dear ting. Telly tings, squab it on your ring. Mind them while for me, you whip bling. High heels, pretty dress, nah, forget the wig. Guan, get the money, gal, dear ting.
You just heard another track from Ekel with Telly Tings off the album Dark Skin and Tattoos. Now I'm going to chat about an event that I wish I had the time to attend. Over the past few days, I have been so busy with all the things, and December tends to be such a busy month with so much going on. But if you didn't know, the fifth edition of the Vancouver International Black Film Festival wrapped up this past weekend, and I just wanted to take a moment to highlight it because it continues to be such an important space for Black filmmakers and storytellers in the West Coast. And I actually had no idea that the festival was had been going on for 5 years. They've been building this community space for Black storytelling in Vancouver for that amount of time, so that's incredible. The Vancouver International Black Film Festival is dedicated to giving unique voices in cinema the opportunity to present audiences with new ways of looking at the world. The festival ran from December 5th to 9th with screenings at the VIF Van City Theatre and also online. The festival is organized by the Fabian Colas Foundation, and it brings together films from across Canada and around the world. This edition featured 35 films along with workshops, panels, and community events that created real space for connection and conversation. So I want to share a little bit about Fabian Colas, who is the founder of the Fabian Colas Foundation. Fabian Colas is a visionary entrepreneur, filmmaker, award-winning actor, and speaker dedicated to championing diversity on and off screen. Her influence has been recognized with top honors, including Canada's top 100 most powerful women in 2019, then Canada's top 40 under 40, and she has also been deemed Culture Personality of the Year from La Presse in 2018. Fabienne has been the driving force behind 12 groundbreaking festivals across North America, the Caribbean, and Brazil. Her flagship events are the Montreal International Black Film Festival, the Toronto Black Film Festival. Both of those events have actually attracted over 2 million attendees, and they showcased more than 5,000 artists, including Harry Belafonte, Spike Lee, Danny Glover, and Wycliffe Jean. Beyond festivals, she empowers independent artists through the Fabian Colas Foundation, providing